You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842. Text us at that same number. Happy Liberation Day is what Donald Trump said yesterday. And I guess people don't know who he was liberating. The average American certainly was not liberated. The Congress did not feel liberated. And that means Republican congressmen and senators did not feel liberated. So who was he liberating? Definition of liberation: the act of setting someone free from imprisonment, slavery, or oppression. Release. Freedom from limits on thoughts or behavior, the struggle for women's liberation. What was he talking about? Did anybody ask? I wonder if he knew or if he knows the definition of what liberation is. Or was it another one of his, you know, concoctions to lead and mislead people? In these some dark times, I'll tell you something. There's so much information out right now on the impact of the decisions that this man has made all over the world. And these decisions that he made, that 99.9% of economists from around the world and everybody else says is wrong. And he stubbornly, in the face of all of that, not being educated himself on this, has decided to do it anyway. 35 to 40% chance now of recession. We're headed for a tough slog, no question about it. He doesn't know what the hell he's doing. All of us knew that. But all of us have to suffer and suffer the consequences and deal with what's coming down the pike, which is terrifying. If you don't think that what's coming down the pike is terrifying, just listen to some of the heads of these different letters that have been written over the last day or so. House cancels rest of votes for the entire week after many GOP floor members are in total rebellion. Four GOP senators vote with Democrats to undo Trump tariffs on Canada. Trump Liberation Day tariffs. Here's how much countries are concerned and worried about global recession. Markets plunge in reaction to Trump's Liberation Day. Trump's tariffs deepen U.S. economy uncertainty. On and on and on. And this man, again, in the face of everything and all of the people with all the pedigrees in understanding economies and what makes all of these things work, this man, in the face of all of those things, went ahead and did it his way, as we all knew he would. And the risk of bringing on a recession under these circumstances reminds me of the time when I was a young man and Jimmy Carter was the president and interest rates were at 20%. I mean, this is where we're headed. And Mitch McConnell supported Democrats in undoing the tariffs against Canada. He said we need to reinforce our allies. You know, let's see. Trump Liberation Day tariffs helps, you know, markets plunge. Markets plunge in reaction to Trump's Liberation Day tariffs. No bathroom breaks. I mean, just on and on and on. And, you know, that's where we are. So let's go to Brian. Brian, let me tell you, layoffs upon layoffs, job cuts. It is the darkness before the dawn. Is that what they say? And yet there are people who still believe in this person. Listen, man, I'm not so bright. But I'll tell you, if I'm going to believe anybody, it's the economist, man. The brightest amongst us on the economy. I'm not going to believe a man who doesn't know what the hell he's talking about. And even in the face of the fact that he was warned by economists all over the world what would happen, he stands before the people and does this anyway. And I have to say, where is Joe Biden? Bring him back. I don't care what anybody says. Dealing with Joe Biden's economy and what we're going to be dealing with now, no comparison. Let's go to Brian. Good morning to you, Brian. You say what?
Good morning. Yeah, I think they should rename this Liberation Day, Inflation Day, because that's all it's going to be. And, you know, some of the MAGA supporters think that, oh, he's just doing his job and this is great. It's like, guys, this is going to affect you. Take, for example, vehicles. I don't think people realize that 60% of the parts that are used for the American-made vehicles here in the U.S. are imported.
No, man.
What they're going to do is increase the prices of these U.S. vehicles. Oh, but they're bringing more jobs to the U.S. But it's like, are you guys stupid? You know, I don't know what else to say. You know, this is just crazy, you know.
Well, you know, Brian, you asked if they're stupid. And what they are is they fell for a hustler. It's what they did. They fell, and that's who Donald Trump has been his entire life. He's been a hustler. You know, and people can get angry. I'm sorry, go ahead, Brian.
Yeah, like I told some of the people that voted for them, it's like, you guys fell for his lies, and now you don't want to stand up for the truth and realize that you made a mistake. You know, your guys are the ones that act up, you know, messed up here. You know what I mean?
Well, Brian,
admit that you were wrong and move on, you know.
Well, but Brian, I bet they're not admitting that, are they?
Oh, they're not. No.
I know. That's
the problem.
Yeah, that's the problem. What are they going to do? I mean, they're talking about, in some instances, cars going up $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 a vehicle, man.
That's crazy.
And
vehicles, even used vehicles, are already expensive enough.
Yeah. Thank you very much for the call, man. Really appreciate it.
Yep.
Let's go to CJ. CJ, you're up. Oh, I know. It's certainly better than it was under Joe Biden. Let us have it, man. Let's have it. Oh, things are much better.
The books are coming out. You hear how the books are coming out about Joe Biden, how...
Hey, Joe Obama, Biden is not the president, man. Joe Biden is not the president, okay? So let's not even go there.
He sure isn't.
No, Let's talk about Donald Trump. Let's talk about Donald Trump and everybody, Democrats and Republicans and economists all over the world say that what he is doing is wrong, but CJ says what he's doing is all right. Let's talk about that.
What is the UAW membership and leadership saying about him? Come on, Earl. Tell
us.
Hey, CJ. Happier than heck.
Hey, CJ.
They are loving it.
Hey, CJ.
Hey, CJ. Now,
bring him down, man. Bring him down. So let me respond to it this way. The UAW and those who support this, as you stated, may be happy because they are led to believe that Pandora's box has been opened and that all these great jobs are coming back to America and it's going to be the way it was 40 years ago when I worked in the auto industry for 34 years. Hey, CJ, I worked in the auto industry for 34 years. I know a little bit more about it than you will ever know. And I'll say this, because you don't have any clue or any idea, anybody who believes that they're bringing back those jobs that left here 30 years ago is off their rocker. Because most of those jobs that left here were because of technology. It wasn't so much because of the other things. It's because of the advancement of technology. Are you aware of that? Bring them back up. Are you aware of that?
You won't keep me as long as Brian.
No.
Because he's kissing your butt.
Hey, no.
I'll tell you the facts.
CJ, you can't tell me any facts. No, because you're not going to control my show. This is my show. Okay? Understand
you
that.
Dispute the facts.
All right. Just go ahead and keep supporting a man that's bringing down recession and pain on the American people like they haven't seen in decades. Maybe your family members, or maybe you're wealthy enough that it's not going to impact and affect your family members, but I think not. 855-752-4842. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll keep it going.
In Springfield, they're eating the dogs, the people that came in. They're eating the cats. They're eating the pets of the people that live there. Downtown, the boys all stop and stare. When she goes downtown, she walks like she just don't care. Yeah. Hot child in the city.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Mama, take this badge off of me. I can't use it anymore. It's getting dark, too dark to see. I feel I'm knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knock.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Text us at that same number. You know, it is a futile attempt to talk with somebody who is so ill-equipped to do their own independent thought. And so, you know, what's the purpose of having your own brain if somebody else controls it? And so, you know, CJ is that kind of a guy. And so, you know, he can't, somebody else is controlling his brain. So, you know, he can only, you know, repeat what it is he's repeating in the face of the calamity, the disaster that is coming down the pike in this nation. Bill from McCunnamug. Bill, you're up. You say what?
I'd like to ask CJ if he was proud of the fact that the last time that clown was in office, we lost 1 million people to COVID because of his lack of leadership. We also gained $4 trillion in debt because of his lack of leadership. If CJ doubts that, look it up. You can see where he was ranked in COVID. Now he's destroying all the pensions, the retirements, the 401ks, and Susan Crawford had a landslide victory. CJ, you probably don't know this. I believe that was some Republicans just saying we've had enough of this clown. CJ, have a wonderful day, and I hope your renters have enough money to give you their rent.
Well,
they might not, and maybe you can.
Hey, Bill, enough about CJ. Thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Lou. Brendan. Good morning to you, Brendan. You say what?
Yeah, good morning, Earl. Listen, three quick points. One, whenever I hear MAGA stupid talk, I always think of that famous honeymooners line where Ed said to Ralph, look over the hill there, Ralph. They must be friendly Indians. But the other one I have is that the first thing that got me is this guy started off his speech by reacting to what happened in Wisconsin by saying three times, us Republicans need to stick together. You know why he said that? Because he feels them breaking away. They're finally breaking away. The town halls have woken these knuckleheads up, and they realize if they want to keep their jobs, they better start getting in line. And the final thing is, and I know you said don't mention him, CJ, you were so close until you mentioned Biden's book. See ya.
All right, thank you very much for the call. Charles, you're up, man.
He's a two-bit hustler. He's a two-bit hustler. He's bankrupted casinos, which I'm not sure how you can do that. He has no successful business that you can look at and say, well, he was successful at that. Everything he touches, he breaks. And he has people really believing that the jobs that went overseas are miraculously just going to flock back to the United States. First of all, what workforce would work these jobs? Second, the $9 or $10 an hour that they're probably paying the people overseas, if even that, they're going to all of a sudden come back to the United States and pay people $35, $40 an hour.
Which is the going rate for those jobs in America, $40 an hour.
Right.
And benefits.
It's not going to – right. Benefits, vacation time, and they're not paying out vacation time and benefits overseas. And I wonder how many of these Republicans that are wholeheartedly believing in Trump are looking at their 401ks this morning saying, wait a minute, this is not what I voted for, but you did vote for it, though. He told you what he was going to do. He's not a smart man, and people have not – his followers and the ignorant people that thought Donald Trump was going to do something great for the people of America – didn't believe that. He hasn't talked about doing anything for the American people that voted for him. Well, oh, I'm going to end the war in a day. Inflation is going to come down right away. Grocery prices, he ain't talked about none of that.
Well, so
he doesn't care.
So, Charles, here's what I would say to you. You know, a picture's worth a thousand words. He was just the president a little over 4.5 years ago. So he didn't do anything then.
Nothing, Earl. He had the farmers thinking that he had their best interest, and he ended up having to give them money. Not loan them. He gave them money because he knew that they would be mad at him. And those and I hate to use the word idiots, but those idiots backed him again, and now they're about to feel pain. But you know what the, you know what his team said? Oh, well, we'll have to bail out the farmers again.
Well, you know, man, you
we'll
just
bail them out again with free money.
You know, Charles, it's you're 100% correct. Anybody who thinks of what Charles said is untrue. Again, 855-752-4842. He led the farmers to believe that he was for them and Joe Biden and Democrats work. But this whole fiasco is going to damage farmers more than the 9% inflation rate that befell Joe Biden and the Democrats. Donald Trump and what he's getting ready to do is going to cripple them for decades. 855-752-4842. Phone lines are open. We'll come right to you. Tune into the Earl Ingram Show. At 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. And Donald Trump said yesterday was Happy Liberation Day. Your thoughts? Let's go to Cindy from Appleton. Good morning to you, Cindy. You say what?
Well, I have four quick things, Earl, this morning. First of all, CJ has got to be a millionaire. There's no doubt about it. Second of all, the felon in charge has no idea what liberation means or what it is. Thirdly, everything that's going to happen, remember, is going to be Biden's fault. And fourthly, like I've said before, where the hell is our Congress and Senate?
Well, you know, they tried to stand up yesterday, Cindy, and too little, too late. And so now Republican Congress people are starting to push back a little bit, but the damage is already done. You know, when they had a chance to stop him from doing what he's doing to damage this country, the world, and their constituents, they were like CJ. You know, they were just somebody who couldn't think for themselves. And they're going to wait to see the outcome, which is going to be really ugly. Thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Larry from Stockbridge. Good morning to you, Larry. You say what?
Morning, Earl. Could I take a couple minutes? I want to talk. There was a guest, I think it was on your show a couple weeks ago. He was talking about we have to regain political power.
Yes.
Democratic Party, and I just cringe when he says that. We don't want people to have power over us, especially a Democratic power. We have enough of that with MAGA. When I was working in a manufacturing plant years ago in the early 80s, we had a union, an independent union, and every 3 or 4 years, our contract would be up, so every 3 or 4 years, the union leadership would change. So one day at the union meeting, when our contract was coming up to be organized and we were bargaining with the company, the older guys nominated me and two other guys to be union leadership. And I said, wait, what's going on? We didn't want it. We didn't, you know, we didn't ask for it. But they said, what they said to us is, you have to take your turn. And that's what a lot of our Democratic congressmen and senators are doing, but not enough of them. You know, take your turn. You're not in there for power over us. You're in there to lead us, represent us. So
let me ask you, Larry. You talk about the Democrats. Republicans are in charge now. This is their mess. This is their madness.
I know. And I know, and that's what I'm saying. It's probably too late now for us to get, you know.
Never too late.
We got to wait till 2026.
Never too late. Okay, go ahead.
And we need more women, and we need the political candidates that want to serve. Is what I'm saying.
Okay, I don't disagree with you, Larry. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much for the call.
Thank you.
All right, Mike from Kenosha. Mike, do these people have, they've unleashed a Kraken, and the Kraken has access. I'll turn your radio down, Mike.
Yeah, it's all
yeah,
down.
Yeah, and the Kraken has access to no, we still got, is that on our end?
Yeah, it is your end for sure.
Okay,
your end.
Yeah. Can you figure it out?
Does he have his mic on? I mean, does he? Have
are
his
you
mic
on the speakerphone?
No,
the speaker off his own.
No, let's try to work with that mic before we bring you on.
Okay.
All right, Tom. Okay. Tom from LA, you're up.
First off, this is all lied at the feet of the Republicans. They could actually end it in a second. The Congress could end it in a second. We Democrats, though, need to follow the FDR playbook, since Trump and the Republicans are following the Hitler playbook. Just the bottom line. For some reason, this guy, Donald Trump, really wants to destroy America.
The world.
I don't know if it's because he's a Russian asset. I don't know what the deal is behind it all. But for some reason, he really doesn't like America. And remember, if Republicans are spewing it, they're doing it. So I don't know what the underneath of all of this is, why it is that Donald Trump hates America so much. But his actions speak louder than his words, and his actions are that he hates America. Thanks, Earl.
Well, you know, he does. Well, what he cares about is money. And so I don't even know if it's so much that it's America. It's the fact that he wants to become a billionaire. He'll soon be that. He's the only reason he's in office is to increase his wealth and his family's wealth. And that's the only reason. There is no other reason that Donald Trump is the president, wanted to be the president of the United States, and all of his actions point to that. You know, and those of you who supported him, now he's making it clear. When people say, well, you haven't done anything to address the pain that the American people were feeling before the election, that you went all over this country telling people you were going to fix. You haven't uttered a mumbling word about any of that. And his response was, well, the people are going to have to suffer a little pain. What's a little pain? A little pain to a man who's almost a billionaire is he may lose, you know, $25 million, $50 million in the stock market. But a little pain. But for the average person who struggles on a daily basis and the price of bread has gone up a dollar, That's major pain. He doesn't know anything about that. And for those of you who keep supporting him, he doesn't know anything about that, nor does he care. And you're still supporting him. You know. Mike from Kenosha. Mike, we got you?
Hope so. Yeah, thanks for taking my calls.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, first of all, I want to ask a real serious question to everybody, but specifically conservatives. When did you throw away and disregard the U.S. Constitution? You know, this tariff thing is the job of Congress. It's not the job of the executive branch. It's Congress's job. And what we've all witnessed, Earl, is in recent history, both in the state houses and the federal houses, a do-nothing Congress that continues to walk away from doing the people's work. And it's like, you know, others have said before, we need public servants. To do what public servants do, and that is serve the public, for crying out loud. But somehow we've gotten used to and comfortable with Congress not doing their job. And it just blows my mind, especially in the time now where the Constitution, in its simplicity, shows how brilliant it is. We have all the remedies right in front of us. If Congress would do the job. But no. And last thing, real quick, you know, they talk about a little pain, or America will feel a little pain. I've got an idea. There's about 750 billionaires in America, give or take. I don't know. I think we taxed them at 100% over $1 billion because there's only 750 of them. They may find a little pinch, but they're still going to have $999 million in their back pocket. They can't be too miserable, can they? I say we the people have enough. You know, they have neglected doing the people's work for so long. I say, you know what, billionaires, you're ready to stick it to us. Let's do a little jujitsu move on. Let's say, no, you first. 750 billionaires, guess what? You're taxed at 100% after the first $1 billion. It's only going to hurt for a little while. But you're going to get used to, you know, living on $999 million. So, I don't know, a little bit of tongue in cheek for sure. But back to my point, let Congress and let the Constitution in its path forward get us out of here. But to throw away and dismiss the Constitution and people power and lean toward an authoritative dictatorship, that's not the way forward.
Hey, Mike, thank you very much for the call. Jack from Merrimack, you're up. Jack from Merrimack. Okay. Okay. Anyway, while we await Jack from Merrimack, I would say that people who supported him right now who have buyer's remorse really need to speak out, okay? If you voted for this lunatic and you see him now and you know that you made a mistake, join the rest of us and say, I made a mistake, but this man is getting ready to destroy my family. This man is getting ready to destroy my livelihood. Nobody's asking you to do that to say, I told you so. We're just asking you to join in so the numbers of those who are displeased with this man grow, and then it becomes a crescendo like in music. Just the sheer numbers of Americans who now will be, you know, in the streets. Well, don't worry so much. Elon Musk is going to be going away soon. It's too late. He's done the damage. No, Elon Musk is not going to be around much longer. Elon Musk has carried the torch. He's helped crucify the American people, and then he's going to walk away. And so I'm hearing people, hey, Early, do you know that Elon Musk is going to be done? Elon Musk can be gone, but the things that he's done, the hundreds of thousands of people that he laid off, that he destroyed their families and their lives, and then tens of millions of Americans whose lives have also been upended and turned inside out because of the policies of Elon Musk, and he walks away, right? And he walks away as a hero in the eyes of some who clearly are challenged. 855-752-4842 is the number. Hang on the phone lines. I'll come right back to you on the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to the last few minutes of the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. If I sound animated, it's because I know pain that so many people are going to feel. Single mothers who are struggling to do the best that they can with their children. You know, they even the Feeding America, which is a lifeline for so many, and it provides food and nourishment for people, their money's been cut, cold-blooded. Inhumane. People like Donald Trump and Elon Musk and all of those people who support him. How can you sleep at night? Cut access to food. Anyway, Tom, go ahead, man.
Just wanted to say you're talking about people standing up. Why isn't former president standing up and saying,
I said that, man. I said that. I agree with you.
You know, and I think, you know, history is repeating itself. You know, Trump even mentions Food Hall Act. That was the catalyst for the Great Depression, and he is doing it, but a hell of a lot worse than what they did back then. And people just don't understand history. Like the saying goes, those who don't understand, or those who, how's it go?
Forget history is doomed to repeat it.
Right, or doesn't repeat it, right. So I just really want to fight back. But again, I mean, we're gonna have Uber bills, you know. I don't want to see that happen, but the way this is going, he is not seeing, there's a reason why he bankrupted casinos, you know. And one other quick thing. Yesterday I called in about there was a Scott Walker thing and blaming CNN and all that. in the comments, someone said, well, we don't have to worry. We have Trump for another 7¾ years.
The thought of it is going to make me throw up my breakfast. Thank you very much for the call.
Thank you, sir.
I'm not afraid of CJ. And so, you know, if it seems like I'm harsh on CJ, it's because CJ thinks he can talk over me. And he hasn't learned yet that, you know, I'm the guy who has control over, you know, the person that speaks. Let's go to Jack from Merrimack. Good morning to you, Jack. How you doing, sir?
Hey, Siri, call Civic Media.
All right, so Jack, you there?
Okay. Hey Siri, call Civic Media.
I don't know who
hey,
that
Jack,
is.
Hey Jack, you're on the line.
All right. Anyway, you know, while all that is going on and we haven't figured that out yet, I just don't know how it's possible, man, that people, you know, can't see the end result of what's getting ready to happen, right? I just don't. You got him? Okay. I just don't know, man. You know, here's a man who said he was going to end the war. Did some of you guys remember this? As soon as I could end the war in Ukraine, in one day, I'm going to end it. I'm going to end the war in Gaza. I'm going to do it. I'm going to bring down all the prices. He hasn't done any of that.
Started more wars than
that. Yeah, man, he hasn't done any of that. Nothing. Running off at the mouth. That's what he does. Just run his mouth. Nothing comes out of his head. And so the damage that he's going to do, I've never seen a George, plenty of anger. Because I care about people, man. Something you don't know anything about, you and Donald Trump and others like you. I know what's getting ready to happen to the least amongst us. And it didn't have to happen. And the guy who's perpetrating all of this sleeps easy at night. You know, he really does. That's what's at the root of my feelings and emotions. You know what? I see people, man. I don't walk past some soul and not feel that pain. I don't. You know? They're human beings, they're people. That's it. Anyway, I got to go. Thank everybody who made the show go. Up next, Jane Madner, Greg Bach, Madner on there. Keep an eye on that guy. Don't you dare blink. The damage that he's going to be doing to this nation and the world is almost unprecedented. See you later.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.